Basketball is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, is celebrating with an unbeatable offer.
New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets for throwing down $5 on the NBA.
And with DraftKings Parlays, everyone's got a shot at even bigger basketball wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Bubba. That's code Bubba, only on DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. Connecticut, help is available. For problem gambling, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball term for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, after the closing jingle, stick around for the Russell Dickerson interview. You're going to love it.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, I had the volume up. I'm like, I'm double feeding. What the heck?
Lady, you're doing great.
Oh, yeah. Kid. I remember that kid.
Mm-hmm. Lady, you're doing great.
Lady, you're doing great.
That was the helpline. You call and these kids give you encouragement.
And then that's exactly what you get is encouragement. So Schaefer's not here today, just so you know. Oh, dude, I just realized I'm watching on the YouTube feed of the podcast, and you can totally, Garrett has it all set up where you can totally see the Christmas tree.
Yay.
Thank you for that, Garrett.
Absolutely. Sorry, I had to get my mic out.
It's okay.
Tree does look good, man.
It does.
Changes everything.
It does. It's very festive in here, and a lot of people asking, you know, if we had the turkey hands. We have not done that yet. Maybe we'll do it on Thursday.
We're not doing it on Monday. We might.
Dude, why would you not?
I'm fine with it. I'm just saying I know how we are.
Can we wait another week?
Well, we have
it's a really busy week.
What are you eating?
Next week?
I'm eating Baby Ruth that you kindly brought in.
You haven't eaten all that yet. Bubba brought in tons of candy.
Yeah, I did. I was like, this has to. So I had no kids show up at my house. It was the worst. Like, what do you do whenever you have that much candy at the house? You've got to get rid of it. So I brought it in to Garrett. So we're going to help. It's going to help us with him.
Because, yeah, Garrett, I need you to take the rest of Dee's candy home, too.
Because Garrett has an identical twin brother. Mm. That's your second one?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yeah, it's packed with peanuts. I fear I'm eating protein.
You know that came out of the Depression?
Mm.
I watched that show, The Foods That Built America, and basically all these candy companies were competing with each other to pack the most amount of calories into their candy bars because people could buy a whole meal's worth of calories for 5 cents.
Oh.
So every time you have a Baby Ruth,
Willy Wonka.
Yeah. They were able to, you know, pack it in. So that's why peanuts were a big deal because they're very calorie and nutrient dense.
Hmm. Well done.
So you had people who didn't have money and they're like, for a nickel, I can eat this.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did.
Thanks for the candy, Bubba.
You're very welcome. You need that. You need it a lot more than I do.
Wait, did Dee bring in candy as well?
Yeah, it's sitting there by the M&M machines.
Okay.
Big Dee brings in the full-size candy bars, though.
No, those aren't. They're not full.
No, I know.
No, they're fun size.
I was just making fun because that was always your hallmark. You always did
that. For a long time, man. And then there was a time where we just didn't get any kids. It just kind of went away. Like, we'd get a few. Came in like little groups, but I was like, what's the point of all this, man? I used to really get into it.
I used to do full size too, but I would, if it got too late and I still had some left over, whoever that last kid was basically getting the entire checkout line's worth because there's no way I can't have full size candy bars sitting in my house.
Did you guys see all those videos people were posting from their Ring cameras? They would have like, the candy bowls out on the thing and say, please take one. And you'd have all the kids show up and there'd be no candy. Oh, there's no candy. Oh, this one's out of candy. And they would walk away, but then one of the kids would come back and put some of their candy into it for the other kids coming around. So the other kids are like, oh, adding to it.
Faith and then, in humanity with those videos.
And then at the very end, you see that one little kid look in and go, nah, I want that one. It takes it. I'm like, that's so me. That would have been me all the way.
I would have opened my bag and been like, oh, that has coconut. We're going to put it back in the bowl.
You don't like coconut, huh?
No. The texture, it's... Ugh.
Actual coconut or candy coconut?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, assuming I've only had it in candy form.
You should have it in regular.
Yeah, like you've never had like coconut flakes?
Mm-mm. Like real? You ever had a coconut chunk, like a piece of coconut?
No, I'm afraid of the texture. It's because my dad really likes coconut cake, which is a cake that is, I believe, coated with coconut. And I remember trying it when I was a kid, and the texture was just. I don't know. It's something weird about it that just turns me off.
I love coconut. Like it's one of my favorite flavors. Mm. And I remember when I first moved to Guam, I had coconut trees all around my yard. So I went outside and I got a coconut and I go inside and I bring it in and I get a hammer and I'm just hacking through this thing because they're really difficult to get through because they got the big green husk over it and everything. Mm-hmm. So I get through all that. I pour out some cereal and I then dump the coconut milk into it straight out of the coconut thinking this is going to be the best ever. I'm so awesome. And I stir it up, get everything totally, you know, saturated with coconut. And I take the first bite, and I was like, it was nasty. The grossest, nastiest thing ever. I didn't realize that coconut water, I mean, now that you know, people drink coconut water drinks, but back then they didn't. I didn't realize that coconut milk was just gross by itself without all the sweeteners and all the stuff that we add to it. Oh, it was so nasty. And I still to this day, like somebody will bring me those cocoa water things, you know, and they'll pass me one. I'm like, I don't want that.
Remember because like we were kids, all the cartoons, inevitably somebody would get shipwrecked. Mm-hmm. Like cartoons and very special episodes, somebody would be on a boat and they'd have to Gilligan's Island it. And that was always my fear as a kid that, well, one day it was inevitable. I was going to be on a ship and I was going to end up on an island where the only thing would be to eat would be coconuts and I would starve because I don't like coconut.
I like the meat of the coconut though. Like it's weird. Like that I don't mind as much, but you have to be able to chew it and that kind of thing. I don't like the milk though. The water. Ugh.
You guys, we get an extra hour of sleep this weekend.
Yes, we do.
Do we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? The clocks fall back.
Yeah.
I thought we passed some congressional legislation.
No. I got to do this again. All right, so the deal is the Sunshine Protection Act of 2021, it would have made daylight saving time the new permanent standard time beginning November 5th, 2023. So here we are. But it did not become a law. The Senate unanimously approved the bill in 2022, but the House representatives did not pass it. So here we are.
Out of office. All of them need to go. If they don't understand the basics of that, did you see the stats and the numbers on people's health?
Mm-hmm.
So when we go forward and we lose that hour of sleep, heart attacks and strokes increase because of the body just not liking it. Heart attacks and strokes increase like 40% that weekend. Then when it goes back and we get the extra hour of sleep, heart attacks and strokes reduce around 40% because you get the extra hour of sleep. So right there, anytime we spring forward, we're costing people's lives.
You also get seasonal depression because we get dark early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona and Hawaii do not do it. Let me ask you guys, have we ever had year-round daylight saving time before? Yes, we have.
Oh. Yeah, like back in the day.
It's happened twice. Once from 1942 to 1945.
Oh, during the war.
World War II.
Mm-hmm. To conserve.
Yep. And then again, as kind of a trial, there's so much, like what we're doing now in the 70s, 1974, they did it then as well. And then it went back. It went back. So
it's the dumbest thing ever. It really is. I mean, just we could talk about the health benefits and all that kind of stuff, but it's also just dumb anyway because you cause people to screw up their entire schedules. I know, like, whenever my kids were small, it would throw them off. You're talking about people whose dogs are used to going out at a certain time every day. And, you know, animals, they get their little internal clocks. And they're,
your dog don't care. Your dog's going to wake you up.
Yeah, exactly. That's
what
I'm
the
saying.
Point. Your dog don't care if it's 6 or 7. It's like, nope, this is my time. So
it's not fair. It's not smart. It's just, it's a dumb thing. Set it at 1. I don't care which one it is. I would prefer it to be the one where it gets darker later in the summer. I don't know which one that is. The spring forward, leave that one the way it is all year round and just be done with it. So we have an extra hour of daylight.
Yeah.
The whole thing about conserving and all of that stuff is antiquated. That was back when we had people using candles to light their homes. It was also back whenever everything was agricultural. And I'm not saying this is a thing towards the farmers. It's just we, as a country, as a globe, most of us aren't agriculturally based anymore. And it's a sad thing. But the point is, it's still those rules were made whenever people were farming predominantly.
Amen. I mean, you're not going to hear anything from me, man.
Lady, you're doing great.
You're doing great. So anyway, we get an extra hour of sleep.
The White Sands weekend last weekend was amazing. For those of you who are wondering why we didn't do a podcast, I had to blow out of here early to jump on a plane to fly to El Paso and then went out to White Sands, New Mexico for the full moon out there.
Did you post the pictures on your Instagram?
I did not.
I didn't think you did.
No, I didn't. And I need to go ahead and do it. We took so many pictures. My idea was I'm just going to cut them down and then, go photo by photo. And I started doing that. And then I fell asleep on the plane. And then I was going to do it after, but I've just been so busy, just all the other stuff going on that I haven't. But yeah, I'll put them up there. It was interesting because you know how I always describe it as this bluish glow? So in my head, over the past 20-something years, it transformed to something it wasn't. And the bluish glow was not there, but it did still look like heaven. So the sand dunes are so white, they reflect the moonlight, and it's almost like daylight. It's super, super bright. And, I remembered it being bluish. It was not bluish at all. It just looked like sunlight. It was weird. But, yeah, still very cool. And I highly suggest everybody, now that it's a national park, you have a lot of people who do their national park tour, they'll have their bucket list. I want to hit all the national parks. I highly suggest that you add that one to your list because it is amazing. So do it.
Was there a lot of people out there?
Yeah, there were. So the park stays open, I think, 2 hours later because of the full moon. And it was packed. There were 3 weddings going on. So it was cool. Like at the different parking areas, like you have bathrooms that are there. So they have parking areas built around those. And at 3 of the different parking areas, there were people who were setting up those little wedding arches, whatever you call those little trellis-looking things. A what?
A hoopa.
They were setting up those and chairs and things like that. And you could see the people out there on the dunes just waiting for sunset so they could, exchange their vows. And it was really, really cool. Very, very beautiful. Here, I'll show this one to the camera. So for those of you who watching actually on the thing on YouTube, you can see how bright. That's like 9 p.m. 8
That's
or
so
9
crazy.
p.m. It
it's
is
dark.
Dark. The sun had gone down like an hour and a half before that.
That's crazy.
And, you can really tell in the background, how well lit things are, a mile behind me. So it's not like a flash.
Yeah.
And the coolest part is if you zoom in into the sky, you see the stars. And, it's cool that you have the stars and it's super bright. And it's a lot like being out in the snow on a full moon where it's super bright like that. But without the trees, without the houses, without the roads, without everything that we are used to in our normal lives to break it up, it just looks otherworldly. And it's one of my favorite places. It still is. Even though it didn't have the bluish glow that I had hoped for, it was still amazing. And I'll show you this picture I took right as we were leaving. I took a picture of the bathroom. I just turned around and said, people aren't going to believe that this is nighttime. Like, it's crazy. Look how bright the things are. And it's mind-blowing. I highly suggest everybody experience it at least once in their life.
Nighttime, daytime.
Lady, you're doing great.
You guys remember that?
No. Nighttime, daytime?
Yeah, it's an old
nighttime,
video.
Daytime!
I think that's pretty cool, man.
It's cool even on a non-full moon. Like, we just went out there and, you know, you just park and you take your shoes off and you just go hike. And it's so fun. And, you know, you jump around in the sand. It's super soft and it's an experience. So, you know, it's cool. It's like, it literally, you can bring sleds and it's like literally being, it's like year-round sled weather. Perfect.
Al Pacino's 83 has been ordered to pay $30,000 a month in child support to his 29-year-old girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. They have a six-month-old child.
So they can do it even if they're not married?
What, child support?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the kid is his, so.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. I'm stupid.
Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah. I was like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and I, you know.
Well, I was like, if it's me, I was like, you can't have a kid unless you're married. That's what my head was.
Right.
You're Al Pacino.
That's how I came about that.
You're anybody at that. Man, if you hit.
Hey, so awful.
It's literally impossible.
Like,
you can't have.
Well, have you ever been married? No. Well, do you have kids? Well, I just told you I was never married. Again, like, why does my brain go to that? Like, of course you can have kids if you're not married. But no, it was just my thought pattern was like, well, I told you I wasn't married. Why would I have kids?
There comes a point in life where you get to where you say, you know, do I want any more kids? I would love to have had more kids. I wish I'd have had them younger. However, at this point in my life, I'm like, no, I don't want to start all over. That's crazy. So, you know, for those people, Al Pacino, go get fixed. Go get fixed. You hit a point where you go, yeah, do I want to start over? I mean, Little League is great, but, you know, maybe one of my kids will have a kid one day and I'll be able to go and do that. I'll be able to live those memories again and not have to have them 24/7.
Yeah, I want to have the talk with my brother that he's been dating this girl who I like. I think she's good people. And I want to be like, so why don't you put a ring on that and then maybe have a kid? Because I keep watching videos of Travis and Jason Kelsey, and when Jason brings his little girls, and they're like, Uncle Travi! And I'm like, oh, I want to be Auntie Carson. Like, I need my brother to have children.
You're getting vicarious baby fever.
Yeah, like, I don't want a baby.
You
want to
be baby adjacent.
Yeah,
you don't
want
to actually have
it,
one.
Exactly. I don't want to have one, but I want to be like, oh my gosh, they're like, they're so excited to see me, and I'm so excited to see them, and then I can give them back and, like, go home. So yeah, that's what I really want. So I'm like, I don't know how to bring this up with my brother, but like, bro,
how long has he been seeing her?
Like 6 months or so.
And you want them to get married
eventually? Sure.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean he has to go to do this tomorrow, but I'm the idea had crossed my mind that I'm like, you know, well, also he's like my only shot at this, so it's not like I have a plethora of siblings that I can put this on. So it's all on him, kid.
Yeah.
We need you to do this.
See, and I've got a ton of nieces and nephews and all that because I came from a big family and everybody had bunches of kids.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because my nephew is, I think he's like 15 or 16 and I've only met him once. So from the other brother. So that's why I'm like, oh, so I missed that whole cute getting to be a part of that. So this is it, kid. I need you to do it.
Hmm.
When is the Taylor Kelsey thing going to end?
Hopefully never. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. The wedding, engagement, all of it.
If they don't make the Super Bowl, it's done.
It's over.
It's done.
Done.
This whole sham.
No, the playoffs. Doesn't make the playoffs. They're done.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
But I think they are.
It'll be a week or two.
Why are
into
you rooting
the playoffs.
Against love?
Because it's not
it's
love.
It's not love.
It's marketing.
Mm.
She has stuff to push. He has stuff to push.
They love. It's love. They love money.
Yeah.
That's about it.
They lost this weekend and Taylor wasn't there.
That's why. So. Good luck, Charm. But then she immediately flew to Kansas City on Monday to console him. And then on Halloween, there was caution tape all up in front of his house and security guards telling people they weren't there. And then some mom got really mad because she thought her kid was going to get to meet Taylor Swift. She's like, whatever, we can see there's lights on.
Wait
in
a minute.
There.
So, like, the trick-or-treaters were turned away?
Yeah. Yeah, because, they had, like, caution tape all over it, and they had security guards there saying, like, no, they're not here, so please leave. Mm-hmm.
What?
Well.
But they were probably there.
I mean, it's okay if they were.
Or at least one of them was.
Sure.
Travis and his real girlfriend might have been there.
Well, supposedly he and Taylor were, no, she came into Kansas City. She was there. We saw the plane. No, they were. He was going to do a Halloween dinner party, he said. I'm still waiting for pictures because he promised us costumes, but we haven't seen them yet. So I'm so in on this. I love it
Why?
So much.
Like, seriously.
Every woman I know is like, yes, we love it. We love love. We're rooting for it. We like it when pretty people get together.
Okay, I get that. But you don't see through this?
No, I'm...
You don't? Okay.
I'm buying into it, man. Right. I'm in.
You bought into it.
I am. I'm in. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I love it.
Wow, it's so interesting because you're right. Ladies are totally into it. Mm-hmm. Dudes are like, it ain't real.
Don't care,
it ain't real.
No,
dudes are just like, how does it affect my fantasy football team?
Yes.
Well, if you're playing Kelsey last weekend.
Well, I'll tell you, I thought it was going to help because I was like, okay, this is all part of the plan, so they're going to definitely have him scoring at least 2.5 touchdowns. no, they did not. So maybe this is real.
Well, we'll see what happens in Germany this weekend.
Oh, that's right. They're playing.
They're in Germany, yeah.
That's right.
And Mama Kelsey, when she got on the plane, everyone applauded. I love that. That's the other thing. I like their mom so much.
Why they applaud her mom?
I don't know, because they were excited.
His mom or her mom?
His mom.
Go.
Because she was flying over to watch Uncle Travi play.
Okay. I'm really trying hard.
I know.
I don't know who I like less right now, the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift thing or the guy with the no sleeves that's always on ESPN
now. Oh,
you
don't like Pat McAfee?
Oh, my gosh.
God, it's the worst. It's the worst.
I liked him when he was a Colt. But
put some sleeves on.
You know, it's not even that. For me, it's not even that. It's just that it's just too much. It's like, okay. All right.
And like, you can look at a picture of him and see the arrogance. You know what I mean?
Anyway.
Yeah. That's fine. We're hating everything.
Lady,
tonight. You're
doing great.
A little encouragement there. Let's see. Justin Sotheby saying, my animals get mad about feeding times during the clock changes. Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Love your Christmas tree. Thank you, Tina. Joey G, big shout out to you. He said, let's just reduce it an hour every month for eternity. What?
Wow.
Talking about the time changes. And yeah, man, why don't we split the difference? And why don't we just change the time 1.5 hour and then just reset the world? Okay, on January 1st, 2024, everybody's clock changes 30 minutes, and it's going to be that way for the rest of the world. You could do that, and everybody resets, and then you're splitting the difference. If you, you know, if you're really stuck in the whole time change thing, couldn't we just do that?
Maybe. We could also go to a 13-month calendar.
What?
So, yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, if you, like, 365 divided by 13 is, like, 28 point something. So, basically, you could do 13 months of 28 days, which means you could say like the first is always a Sunday or something. And then it would be after so many years, you'd have to give the world an extra day.
Like a leap day.
Right. To get back on the calendar. But yeah, people have been floating that around recently too.
Yeah, because the whole idea of the calendar was based upon like what, the Romans? Isn't that who came
up
with the calendar?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, like, July is for Julius Caesar, and August is Augustus. But, yeah, and, like, January, same thing, Janus for the god. So I think it's a Roman thing. But also, if we did 28-day cycles, they said we would line up with the moon, and people seem to think that would be better for us. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I saw floating around on socials.
Well, I'm all for that. I think that would be great.
So we would need a 13th month, right?
We could call it Bubba.
Yeah, call it Bubba Month.
It'd just be Bubba.
Yeah. January, the month of February, Bubba. March, Bubba, April.
I think that'd be great.
Bubbuary.
Bubbuary is pretty good, too.
I think we have other more important things to deal with before we start changing the months yet. You know? I don't know.
What's bigger than that?
What's bigger than changing that?
I mean, the world right now is perfect. Everything is great.
You
flowers.
I'm going to have a hard time finding something, actually. You're not right. You're right.
Big shout out to Marianne, who's watching on YouTube as well. Thank you for the cheese thing,
the charcuterie. It was so nice and fancy and flowers. Dope. It was really tasty.
I literally sat there where Carson is sitting now, and I pigged out for the longest time. It was fantastic. So
yes,
I love you. Thank you, Marianne. We love
you,
Marianne.
So sweet.
Big no one even knows what you're talking about.
I know.
We did have a chance to talk to, did that song go number one this week?
Russell Dickerson?
Yeah.
God Gave Me a Girl. I don't know if it did or didn't. It should have.
I thought it was like close.
Carson is pulling out the official number one checkerator.
I know last time I talked to somebody about it and they were afraid it wasn't going to. So if it didn't, it was close.
Who would have blocked it?
Oh, guess. Just one guess.
Morgan Wallen.
Well, look
ding,
at
ding,
you.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we know?
Nah, okay. I don't have that on my phone. I went to go and try to find it, and I can't. I don't know.
Yeah, not enough time in the day.
Nah.
Anyway.
But, you know, but he's a delight.
What about this weekend? I'm going to take Frankie to my parents' house. We're going to go drive out there and just kind of hang out with mom and dad. Oh, my gosh. Dad's getting new teeth. And he's so excited, man.
Yeah.
He went and had a bunch of extractions so they could do all kinds of work. Mm-hmm. And so he's got to eat like super soft food. And I'm like, Dad, what are you going to eat? Because like even stuff like shrimp might be too chewy for him right now.
Oh, yeah.
So he's I'm like, what are you going to eat? And he's like, I'll figure it out. I mean, you know, my dad is
the best.
But it's going to be basically everything's going to be like eggs and chorizo and just in a little bowl.
Yeah. Good anyway. For him.
Yeah. So he's all excited, getting new teeth. Dads are so great. Speaking of, how is your dad, Big D?
I'll see
little
him
update.
Yeah, I'll see him today. I'm gonna head over there and see him. He's after here this. He's weak. He's real weak.
Yeah.
But he's slow going. But I talked to him last night. He's just trying to.
And he did do the in-house physical therapy and all that after the surgery.
Yeah, he did.
Good.
I think he should have stayed another week.
Mm. I think they all should. Like, my dad never got to, and we talked about that. You know, he never... Triple bypass in February of 2020. By the time he recovered enough to start physical therapy, the world had shut down.
Oh.
So he never did his physical therapy.
Oh, wow.
None of it. And he aged so quickly. Like, it was 10 to 15 years like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he became instantly an old man. And that's why I was telling you to tell your dad, because your dad was all like, I'll just do it at home.
And
like,
it had a big impact on him, actually. Yeah. He was like, really? I was like, yeah. So I think that's partly one of the reasons why he...
I'm glad he did it.
Yeah,
because it's going to help. It's going to keep him young.
Yeah, yeah. My biggest thing is I don't want him to, you know, get out of shape, you know, like Patrick.
And who just walked into the room.
I love how I just walk in like I still work here.
Hi, Patrick.
Hey, what's up?
You must have been reading. I almost texted you, and I was going to do it last night. I forgot, and I was going to text you this morning. I'm like, no, he's sleeping to tell you to come in.
I couldn't. I had a pain in my back, and I couldn't sleep, so I went run errands, and then I got the notification that the podcast was live. And I was like 15 minutes away, and I'm like,
here we go.
See if I can make it before it ends.
How much weight have you lost, dude?
Not much. No, I got off my diet and started putting it back on.
But how much had you lost before you?
I don't know. I was down like 35 pounds.
Wow.
And then, you know.
Yeah. Are you Ozempic-ing? Ozempic-ing?
No, I'm not right now.
Probably should.
Yeah,
I am.
I probably should get back on that.
Should probably get
it. Is it working for you?
Yeah, I'm down like 15. In 6 weeks.
See, Bubba's lost a ton of weight.
Has he?
Yeah, but,
he really has.
Yeah, but not now. I'm like, I want to get with her. I want to do the Ozempic thing. I'm like, man, if I could do, because I've just been trying to eat well, and then with all
God
the Halloween
forbid,
candy.
Trying to eat well. And
I know.
He's been doing pretty good, actually. Show him the candy that he brought. Did you get some candy when you're on the way in? I brought that from the house.
Oh, is that what
look
that
at,
was?
Look at his bag.
Look at that bag. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, enjoy that. Thank
welcome
you.
Welcome back, Patrick. Yeah.
Why is there so much candy?
Because I bought a ton of candy. I got the new house, new neighborhood. I didn't know what our kid situation was going to be like. I see children
you
all the time.
You bought this much candy?
So I bought
I know, that's what I said. That's enough for the entire neighborhood.
Seriously.
Like every house.
I thought that I would rather have too much candy, and then I would just, you know, give it out to all the kids and not run out. But no kids showed up. Not a single one. So I got stuck with all this candy. So me and Frankie have been just eating it. And I'm I've got to get this out of here. And then Garrett's like, yesterday, he's like, all right, you can bring it in. I'll take
it. Is trick-or-treating not a thing anymore? No one showed up at my house either.
Really?
No one.
I think trick-or-treating.
In my neighborhood. Like, yeah. And we had a bunch
Yeah.
last year, I think. But
Bubba, do you think it was the you scared them off with your property, you know, secured by Smith & Wesson? And
oh my gosh, you really have all that?
I do. Have all
your
that.
Cameras up.
Oh, of course you do.
Your razor wire. Not today, kid.
You cannot be too safe. You just can't.
Oh my gosh. I wonder why they don't go to his house.
Yeah, I'm sure he probably did get one. It's like ding dong. He cracked the door open. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Trick or treat. Oh yeah. Yeah, we didn't have any either. Well, we had a few, but it wasn't like
Not like the years prior. I don't know if maybe because I moved into a neighborhood that is kind of an older neighborhood, so I'm thinking that because of that, maybe those people kids didn't have a bunch of kids.
Could be.
But I see kids walking to and from wherever they're going all the time. I don't know.
You should offer them candy.
Maybe.
Hey, kid, you want some candy?
Two things I heard while I was listening on my way here. We don't know if Russell Dickerson's number one yet because the chart doesn't end until tomorrow night.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So still could happen. And two, how do chicks falling for this Kelce?
It's amazing.
Oh, see? Thing. Even
I totally, from the minute it started, I thought, I love this, but I totally think it's just they're playing it
of
up.
Of course.
It's
it's scheme. Not even.
Like
Carson,
it's so really
and when she
sharp.
Kisses him on the cheek,
I mean,
just playing up for it, like what? So ridiculous.
Okay, so Carson, in your world, if this doesn't end up them getting married and having kids, it's
failure. I'm done. No,
they're not. Getting married.
They're not going to get married.
Why not?
Because this is fake.
They're not.
This is a thing put
thing
together
that they're doing to just
sell
get
tickets.
Yes.
Here we are.
Who's selling tickets? Taylor's tour is sold out.
Well, Taylor had the her dumb movie came out.
She didn't need the NFL for her movie.
She didn't. Well, she got it.
The thing is, I get where Carson's coming from. She doesn't need to do this. I think she's just doing it because it's fun. No. It's fun.
Now,
it
being
is.
That it's fun,
yeah,
I think is totally different.
But he's also hot. Oh, my God. Travis Kelce. Are you kidding? That guy is a 13.
In the straightest way possible, I will admit that I think that that's a decent-looking man. But
my
wife doesn't seem – she thinks he's ridiculous. She doesn't think he's good-looking at all.
She's
you.
Lying
I know,
to
God
you
bless
because
her.
She,
oh, my God. No. She,
Patrick,
no,
you
no,
walked
no.
right into that.
No. She does. She does. Will occasionally look at a dude and go, oh, yeah, that's a good-looking dude. For some reason, she doesn't think – Travis Kelce is good looking.
Mm.
And she's not the only one. I have a few other friends that are also like, why him? There's better looking football players.
Mm.
And you know what? They're right. There are better looking football players.
Yeah, one of them plays for Notre Dame. He's a quarterback.
Oh, my God. That
Who's
guy.
A quarterback for Notre Dame?
I don't know, but he's not.
Sam. Yeah, you've never seen the picture of him taking his helmet off, walking down the field in slow motion?
Oh, is it just insane? Is it like something from a movie?
It's so overdone.
Man. It's like guys like that. Just like, really? You're already the quarterback.
It's not fair.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No,
that's not right.
Yeah, he's in shape. But
oh, the beard?
Oh, this guy. Yeah. Oh, that is just not right. Oh, that is ridiculous. Yeah. And by the way, Taylor Swift, go date that guy. That guy's better looking than Travis Kelce.
Like
for
20.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, but you know what he doesn't need?
Isn't she 20?
She's 33.
No.
That's the most disturbing part of this whole thing,
not.
Was finding out that Taylor Swift was 33.
Taylor Swift is 30 years old?
33.
No.
Almost 34. She'll be 34 next month.
Dude.
Travis just turned 34, I believe.
Oh.
1989. That's when she was born.
December 13th.
Yeah. I met Taylor before you guys did. She was 14. When I met her, she was 16 the first time she came in the studio. Good God, we did this a long time.
Yeah,
that's a long time.
Bubba picked he picked his parlays. So we've been doing. He got Rutgers upset Ohio State.
What?
He's picked. No, I'm just. UConn's going to beat Tennessee. he has been going. All right, so I need two more things to put on this parlay.
Oh,
to get my 20 legs.
Yeah, you got to get
20
10
leg parlay
to get the 100% bonus.
Is there
that
one
the other night?
I saw you
on
Sport
Equinox. I got 9 out of 10. All I needed was one more touchdown pass from Jared Goff. And it would have turned $3 into $200.
By the way, if you get the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code Bubba and you'll get the hookup.
That's why I'm on DraftKings now, because I use code Bubba.
We had a pretty good night last night. We did all right.
I did okay. You know,
I got a couple of them I you know, 15 yards. So can you not throw 15 more yards?
Hi, Carson.
$10 to turn into $100 on a parlay, missed by one leg. And the guy had 22 yards in the first half. I needed 30 yards.
He had 22 in the first half.
Tajay Spears. Oh, yeah, he had 22 in the first half, and then they just
stopped.
Stop throwing it to him.
Lady, you're doing great.
All right, where's Travis? Chiefs are in Germany.
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
I got a 10-leg parlay on the Chiefs.
Is Taylor going
to
show up in Germany?
No. She has rehearsals for the Eras Tour because she kicks off in Brazil.
They're doing like a full world tour for like 3 months.
See, if she really loved him, she'd be there.
Yeah.
I mean,
if he really loved her, he'd be at rehearsals. Why does the woman have to give up for the man?
Because rehearsals are not a game. That's like saying he would skip practice. Yeah, of course he would skip practice.
Practice? We talk about practice?
Yeah. Sorry, she's not skipping practice.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't even know.
Practice? Alan Iverson. When he skipped practice? And he goes, practice?
We're talking about practice?
That was the best.
I was like 4 when that happened.
Oh, God, man. Don't say things like that.
And Taylor Swift is 33.
Taylor Swift is older than Garrett.
Yeah. Golly.
That's hard to believe.
Taylor Swift is 8 years older than me.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Oh, my gosh.
And Sam Hartman is younger than me.
Mm. He is?
Yeah, I know.
He looks like he's 55.
He looks like my dad.
He looks like a 35-year-old man. He really does.
He's got kids and regrets. That guy's already stopped smoking twice. Anyway, anything else?
I just got here. You don't have any.
I just want to say one thing. So when it comes to sports betting, this is how it's been going for us. Let me put the camera on. D will concoct a bunch of bets with me, the help of me and Schaefer and whatever, and we'll put all these together as a team, and we're like, all right, guys, we're going to go into this. We're going to win some money tonight. Uh-huh. And then we come back the next morning. None of the bets hit, but D's like, yeah, I made like $400 last night because I made a bunch of bets after.
You guys aren't on.
I'm making bets that Patrick and I are talking
about.
Exactly. He'll be like, hey, do this. I'll be like, oh, I got you one too. How about this one?
I know. Bubba texted me like, I don't know, a week ago. Hey, man, how's it going? I haven't talked to you in a while. And I was like, I've talked to you all the time. I'm like, oh, no, I don't. I talk to D all the time, but all we talk about is football. Yeah. So
I started getting it. I want a Sabres.
I text Bubba about football now. I'm like, I need to text Bubba about
football. He's getting it.
So
he's in.
Get, you know.
I want a Sabres bet last night.
I just don't do all the bets that y'all do. Like, I do bets
for
like.
Thanks clarifying, D.
Yeah.
I pick teams by the mascots.
I wasn't 100% sure. I was like 80% sure that was a hockey team. I'm like, I think I know that.
But I do. It's the same thing with
soccer sometimes.
I stay away from that because if you don't do it in regulation.
Oh, yeah.
Can you bet on competitive cheerleading? Because then I might get in.
You can't do that. Snooker and darts. Yeah. That snooker's going to be my next.
I was betting on women's college basketball last season. Watching LSU run to the title, I was
Madness,
putting some money on this.
March Madness did really well for me last year.
Oh, yeah.
You can bet on the Golden Bachelor.
Oh, really?
Stop it.
Not on like any of the actual sports things, but there is like
you go to a sports
website
itself.
I need a thing where it's like
just about to sign up with my code Bubba for that.
Yeah. I wish there was like a bookie you could just call and bet on anything in just real life. Like, hey man, I'm about to get gas. This guy's taking forever. What's the over under on him moving out of the way? I say 2 minutes. Let me run those lines for you real quick.
I'll
tell you what, I'll give you $5.
You know what? This is super nerdy, but you might appreciate it. Katie, your business manager, and I were doing bets on the Country Music Hall of Fame induction ceremony. We had a pool set up. We tried to guess. There's 3 performers for each inductee, and they each sing a song. So we tried to guess who the 9 performers were and the 9 songs were.
You messed up on Keith Whitley, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we messed up. We messed up. No one saw Bob Seger showing up. That was it for Patty Loveless. That one was.
I didn't know that.
Are
you kidding me?
It was amazing.
But what did he sing?
The other thing we bet on was.
Wait. I'm a huge Bob Seger fan. What did he sing?
He sang a Patty Loveless song. I can't remember which one. It wasn't one of the big famous ones. But the other thing we bet on, and this was fun, is who Patty Loveless, Bob McDill, the songwriter, or Tanya Tucker? Who's going to give the longest speech?
Well, always the songwriter.
It's easy. It was Tanya Tucker.
For sure.
Who's the craziest person?
Tanya
Tucker. So she's going to give the longest speech. And then you go over-under. So I set the over-under at 11.5 minutes. And Because of course I did. And I was taking bets on over under 11 and a half minutes.
So you're just speech. Taking your kid. And then are you like going, hey.
Beforehand, there's like a cocktail reception. And I was giving people the over. We think Tanya's the longest speech and over under is 11 and a half minutes. And people are like, oh, I'll take the under. $20. Good. Yeah. Okay, no. 12 minutes and 2 seconds, buddy.
Oh, wow.
Over.
Good for you.
Yes.
Wow. That's you know impressive.
I made money
guess
both
it.
Ways because what? I was the bookie.
You're a sports book. Yeah. That's what you did.
But that's how our life is now. I'm like taking bets on things like how long Tanya Tucker's speech is going to be at the Hall of Fame.
That's,
you know.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm sad now because I miss Bob Seger.
Yeah,
it
I love
was
Bob Seger.
Pretty great, actually. And he's the reception so for Bob Seger was pretty huge. Like, I think Bob Seger, I agree with Bob on that. I think Bob Seger is a way bigger influence on modern country music than Bruce Springsteen. And they all
Bob
named
Seger
Springsteen.
Is, Bob Seger is a bigger influence not only on modern country music, but I think on music than Springsteen. Springsteen had, he had a couple songs that I like. I do. But
Springsteen
when you
had a
look
better
at,
image
you,
and a better name and
yes.
a better, you know, better PR team. Yeah, you know.
But Bob Seger was just better. And if you don't know the Bob Seger catalog, you can literally do like a playlist of Bob Seger songs and just hit shuffle and you're going to love every single one. Every single one. It's and you can't do that with Springsteen. Sorry, you just can't. Springsteen is overrated.
Bob says it's a, Bob, you, Bob can, you can or
you can't.
You can. There
it's
is no there's no other way.
Springsteen is overrated. Overrated.
You taking
I will give you old time rock and roll though. That was a fumble.
Really? That song stands up.
I think
it
it's terrible.
It still sounds great.
I think it's awful. I always thought it was an awful
it does,
song.
I mean, it's cheesy
no
compared
Shakedown.
To his other stuff.
Shakedown is a favorite.
Shakedown.
Shakedown. Such a good song.
But see, Shakedown was Seger. To me, that's like one. And I don't
it's 80s
I don't hate it, but
I love
it's
it.
Not even 80s Seger. It's
so good.
It's that weird, you know, drum effect and the keyboards
Miami
and all
Vice
that. It doesn't,
era.
Yeah.
It doesn't
yeah,
sound like
Beverly
any
Hills
other
Cop
Seger.
2 is what it came from.
I still remember when I got into my 30s and I heard Bob Seger say, I mean, Against the Wind, I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. And I was like, oh, God, there's a song I've known my whole life and I didn't understand it until I was a man. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some things you just don't hear when you're 18, 19 years old. You just don't get it. And you should go back and listen to Bob Seger if you haven't.
Stay skinny. So, stay skinny, Garrett.
Yeah, stay
that's
skinny.
What
that's good. God,
all that
please.
Candy, give it to your brother.
No.
Yeah. You don't need
Bubba said, why don't you give it to your brother so we can tell
Although
you guys apart?
Really interested in this big, chewy nerds. That
don't
does sound.
It.
They're actually kind of not that good.
Not that good? Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
I had a bag for breakfast. And
I got to go see Larry.
Right. Oh, man. Tell Larry I said hi.
I will. Hmm. He's
well, this
good.
Was fun. I'm really glad I got to pop in and do this. I want to do this whenever I'm awake on Friday. I woke up at 9:30 this morning. I should not be awake yet at all.
Why did you wake up at 9:30?
This back spasm is killing me.
You want Bubba to rub it?
No.
I can actually.
Step on your back.
If you want, I can do a little pop thing.
I'm good.
You sure?
Pop, pop.
Yeah. They asked Dad if
I feel better now, actually, now that I've been moving around.
When Dad was in the hospital after his heart surgery, his neck was real. I don't know. His neck was real sore. And so he goes, he asked the nurse, he goes, is there anything? You have like Bengay? And she goes, I'm sorry, sir? Do you have any Bengay? Dude, I could
Do
see her.
Do they not make that anymore?
I don't know.
Do
I don't
they
think.
Not?
I don't know. Oh. She did not think that he was talking about anything to put on his neck. She was like, I said, and so I had to step in and go like, you know, like Icy Hot or something like that. Tiger Balm. Whatever we used to call it back in the day. Remember putting Tiger Balm in guys' jocks?
Mm-hmm.
You don't, Patrick.
No, I don't.
That's what guys... We used to do.
Yeah, you should be real proud of that.
I know. I thought about it. I've gone, like, you know, that's not
like
a real.
In Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, they did that. Right, yeah. They did that in Revenge of the Nerds.
They did. That's the only reason I know what you're talking about.
That's how we found out about it. We thought that was a thing.
Like salad.
I never got to watch Revenge of the Nerds until it was out for several years, and I watched it on VHS.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, this movie's very rapey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who knew?
Yeah.
Nerds.
Lewis Skolnick.
All right. Well,
this was fun. Thank y'all.
Fun.
Lady, you're doing great.
Oh, hey, Patrick, you're going to sing yourself out.
Oh, good.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio.
every day.
Lady, you're doing great.
The podcast.
Oh, look at him. Just look at him.
Just look at him.
What's up, brother? We're on the air already.
Hey, Russell, we're on the air. Go ahead and grab the mic. Yeah.
Great. I'll stop shaking hands.
Are you taking steroids? What are you doing? You look great.
Yes. Lots of roids, lots of tests.
What's test?
Testosterone.
Oh, I need all that. I need all of that.
No, I was just thinking that, though. Take a little creatine lately.
Have you?
Yeah, I drank it on the way here, and it's not sitting good. I'm going to be honest.
Take the pills. Take the tap, the whatevers.
Yeah. Am I missing out on something here?
Yes.
Yeah, what does that do?
You're missing out on peak male performance.
Besides human growth hormone.
Are you a Huberman husband?
Oh.
What is that?
Are you?
I guess not.
Oh, Anthony Huberman. He's like this big podcast guy about men's health and everything. What we're just talking about.
I probably follow him.
Hey, I talked to him, a buddy of mine who he took test where he has to inject it into his leg or whatever, or hip or something.
Yeah.
He said, man, 24.
Wow.
He goes, I felt like I was 24.
Wow.
He thought better, clearer. He was not tired. Some other
things. How's his hairline?
It came back.
Whoa.
He was completely bald.
I thought if you had a lot of testosterone, you lost hair.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay.
He didn't. But everything, that whole story, I made it up. Honestly, I did. None of that's true.
Okay.
No, cool. It is true. But you should try that. You should get into that.
All right.
Looks like you already are.
Oh, no. I haven't dabbled in the test.
You're lifting, though, I can tell.
I am. Yeah. I got off the cardio game. Found a new workout plan. It's just like they're basically
the first thing I think when I step
out.
Right,
I've just pulled up your guy gave me a grill video. Sorry.
is the more muscle mass you have, the higher your metabolism. No need for cardio.
I need lots of muscle then.
That's what they say. Would you lifting?
Yes.
It's so much. Yeah, it's like cardio.
Yeah,
and it keeps going after you leave the gym.
Exactly.
So you don't have to do cardio if you lift.
No,
because it's its own cardio.
It's its own cardio, and it continues to give you as you're driving away. You're getting the benefit. It's like a
this is our plan.
Well, dude, as I'm lifting, I'm looking at my heart rate. It's as high as it would be running a mile.
Yeah.
So
it's good to see you, man. Thanks for coming in.
My absolute pleasure.
Yeah, I want to play his little thing. He's got a great song, Guy Gave Me a Girl. But look.
The first thing I think when I step out into this crisp fall
air. He's got a video of him on the deck.
Brats on the Weber, game on the television. I think, oh, wow, I'm so glad. The guy gave me a grill.
Sir, please leave. What are you doing? What are you doing?
So cringe,
I
know.
Did you get paid for that? Is that a Weber spot?
Not much, yes, but.
It was?
Yeah.
It was it?
Yeah, it was an ad.
That's awesome.
At least it was done well.
Dude,
Dee has been trying so hard to get a grill endorsement.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to do a dopey song to get a thing? Jeez, God. All right, Russell Dickerson, he's here. God gave me a girl, and it is doing very well.
Here we are.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Is this your song? Did you write it?
I did write it. With Chase McGill, Ashley Gorley, Zach Crowell.
I love
surprise,
Ashley.
Surprise, surprise, yeah.
He's the best.
He is.
He came in and was like, so what have you written? He was like, a couple songs.
Yeah.
Like,
you'd be here for 3 hours naming songs.
Yeah. At some point, you're kind of like, why do you keep doing this? Just retire.
Yeah, exactly.
And just go get your checks or whatever they say.
Go to the beach. Chill.
So you've got the tour. How are you supporting the song and all that?
This is like our first step into we had to put our big boy pants on for this tour. You know, like we're stepping into these venues where you can't just roll in with a couple lights. And like we got the video walls. We got whole big shebang.
How much is all that?
It's
expensive, isn't it? Yeah. People don't realize.
Yeah. I'm losing money on this tour.
Really?
For sure, yeah.
Buy merch, everybody.
Yes.
Just buy merch.
For the love of God.
Buy the hats, buy the hoodie. T-shirts, buy the hoodies.
Buy the custom jackets.
Hey. Buy the custom jackets.
I know. I know what he's up to. He's making custom jackets.
Yeah,
we
didn't know there were custom jackets.
So we, a girl on my management team found this warehouse of like old workwear jackets. So we're like, we bought them for like, well, I'm not going to tell you how much the markup is, but we found these old jackets for cheap. And we just did a custom Big Wheels Backroads print on it. So it's an old workwear jacket that is newly.
How much are you selling them for?
$100.
I told you we have
an old vintage Carhartt jacket is at least $75, $80
Yeah, yeah.
You know
man.
What I mean? So
yeah, those are not cheap.
You know what I mean?
And now it's got your swag on it or whatever.
I mean, we sold out the first weekend. So
did
that's,
you? Yeah. Good for you. And so you're selling them on the during the tour?
Oh yeah, at the merch stand. Okay. Sign them. You know.
Oh, right
the whole
there.
Shebang.
You do the whole thing where like you sing and then you go and hang out at the table.
No, not anymore. I used to do that every night.
Yeah, it gets old. Does it get weird?
Yeah, it gets long. It gets tiring.
You've just done a whole thing for 2 hours.
Yeah,
and now you're going to do 2 hours of standing there. Mm-hmm. And taking selfies with people who tell you the story about how your song saved their life.
Yeah. But I mean, I love hearing those stories, but it's just.
I know. I painted you in a quarter. I'm sorry.
I do love you guys. I promise.
I got to go. I'm so sorry.
As we are calling, we're calling someone. I don't know who we're calling.
I don't know why we sound like robots right now.
If you want to be texted first, press any key now.
Wait for it.
It's something gets you right every time. Always gonna wish you was away and it's all gone.
What did I just call? There's a phone number on a Russell Dickerson hat that I saw. What's happening right now, Russell?
That's my song called Never Get Old. It should probably be God Gave Me a Girl.
Yeah, you might want to update this. So what's the thing on the phone call, though?
So it's more for texting.
Oh.
So I have an app. When you text this number, you sign up.
Uh-huh.
And I can hop on there, and I can send a text message to everyone who's ever subscribed. There's a birthday button.
Oh, that's
like,
cool.
Like, click birthday.
Oh,
say, hey, happy birthday.
Oh, okay. I've seen artists do this. So this is a company that does that.
Yeah.
For artists. That's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome.
Gives it, like, a personal feel.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you give them, like, exclusive, like, hey, here's a link to the new merch that's not even out yet. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, this
cool.
little fun thing.
Like the WrestleMania shirt.
Like the WrestleMania
shirt. Oh, I love
which
that.
Which is
so
super, super cool.
I almost brought you.
WrestleMania is awesome.
Yeah. 3X, 2X.
Large.
I wasn't gonna give sizes.
Do you know how much WrestleMania gear I own? I need that for my collection.
It looks just like the font.
Yeah, it does.
It's so
and
good.
And it's pictures of me just like.
You know hulking out.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Like live show. Yeah.
Bubba can come up. That's his talent. He can come up with anything that has to do a pun on Russell or Dickerson. I mean, I can do Dickerson.
I mean,
that's pretty easy.
Dude, he's already got WrestleMania. I mean, I don't know if that could, ever be topped.
Russell
Sprouts. Yep.
Yeah, I'd have to put my head into it. Right now, honestly, I was just in the middle of trying to still figure out what I'm doing here today.
Same.
My brain is so scattered right now.
You need some creatine and some
tests. Creatine and tests and all that. And I want to get that little graft in my. I want them to break my femurs and put the 2-inch spacers to make me taller.
Yeah,
they do that now.
And that's what Russell and I both had it done.
Yeah,
that's how you got so tall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We went in together. Yeah, we got a deal.
We did. Yeah,
sure did.
It's not fair.
Anything else we need to push for you?
I mean, that's,
tour the song.
Yep.
The EP is already out.
The summer EP, yep. That dropped in the
June.
Summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to see you again.
Dude. You guys. No, so good to see you.
Oh, yeah, you too. All right. So you can follow Russell at Russell Dickerson and look for his WrestleMania t-shirt. You can go on his merch on his website and get all that. And they do have a 3XL, I see. That's.
We do indeed.
Yes. Yeah. Is it more money if I get a 3XL?
No.
It is not.
What?
What?
Oh, that's genius because we always have to pay the fat tax.
There's no fat tax.
There's no fat tax, dude.
Thank you.
We're all the same here.
I mean, let's be honest.
We're not. We're all the same size.
How much more material is it really? $7 more?
Yeah. I mean, when's enough is enough, right?
Seriously. I can't believe this for you guys.
I know. It's tough. It's hard to be in us, man. At Russell Dickerson, you can find him and also support God Gave Me a Girl. And see him on tour, the Big Wheels and Back Roads tour rolling across America. Russell Dickerson, everyone. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.